These are Friday's Manchester City headlines, and City left-back Alexander Kolarov faces a late fitness test ahead of Sunday's final Premier League game of the season at Swansea. The Serbia international missed out last weekend in the draw with Arsenal with a muscular injury, and he'll be examined, but captain Vincent Kompany, playmaker David Silva and right-back Pablo Zabaleta are all out. Midfielder Samir Nasri, though, is back in contention after recovering from the illness which prevented him from playing a full part in training last week. City know that a win at Swansea will guarantee them a top four finish, and the squad is Hart, Caballero, Sagne, Otamendi, Mangala, De Michelis, Clichy, Kolarov, Touré, Angelino, Fernando, Fernandinho, Touré, Delph, De Bruyne, Sterling, Navas, Nasri, Aguero, Bonny and Iheanacho. Meanwhile, City have been talking to agents for Leicester's N'Golo Kante after top target Ilkay Gundogan's untimely knee injury. The Borussia Dortmund midfielder was top of Pep Guardiola's wanted list until he sustained a dislocated kneecap while playing basketball earlier this month. According to L'Equipe, City have now turned their attention to Kante, but face competition from both Chelsea and Arsenal for the talented Frenchman. Paris Saint-Germain have also been credited with an interest in the 24-year-old, although City officials have been quick off the mark, and reportedly entered a second round of talks with Kante's representatives on Thursday, which are believed to have gone well. L'Equipe suggests a deal could be done before Kante joins up with the France squad for Euro 2016, although that would be news to Leicester, who believe he's happy to remain at the King Power Stadium. And finally, Kelechi Iheanacho's new pay deal is worth less than a third of the £150,000 a week he was reportedly demanding from City. Some reports have stated the 19-year-old striker wants the colossal figure before agreeing a new five-year deal. Iheanacho has proved an instant hit this season, scoring 13 goals from just 10 starts, although the Nigerian has remained behind Wilfred Bonny in the City pecking order. The teenager arrived for just £300,000 from the Thai Academy 2 years ago and has still got 2 years left to run on his present £15,000 a week deal. Well, City have been forced to delay a pay rise owing to a dispute between two rival groups, both claiming to represent his interests, but sources at the Etihad Stadium claim his new package will be in the region of £40,000 a week.